Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival Biennale College section. We are here for the film Palimpsest with Hanna Vastinsalo, the director, and the producer, Sarah Jacob Abraham. Good morning. Well, good afternoon, sorry. It's no morning anymore. It's afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, first question, which is the same question for everybody. And then I'm going to ask you, Cyril, because you are the producer, so you know more about this, is how was the experience of producing a film under the strict rules of Biennale College?
I mean, this isn't the first time we've done something like this. So Hannah and I met at AFI. So okay. At the American Film Institute, they gave us $65,000 to make a thesis.
Uh-huh.
But we have an opposite problem where, like, we have to pay everything by union rules. So everything is super expensive. So that idea of constricting your expenses is by habit. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm very cheap. So that helps as a producer.
That helps a lot, yeah. Especially because, you know, 150,000 euros. And how many months did you had?
We filmed... I think we got approved in December. And we started the pre-production process in January.
And you finished the...
We filmed from...
Last week.
Yeah, we filmed April 22nd to May 28th for 24 days.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, and we just delivered the film a week ago.
Good. Good job. And I believe that the post-production was kind of complex.
Very much so.
And which is one of my questions. It's not chronologically logical, but I'm going to ask you right away, as we're talking about post-production. The sound design of the film is fantastic, and it's really specific and precise and really narrative, if I may say so. Yeah. So how difficult was to think it and to actually make it?
Well, some of the things were already in the script level, actually. Some of there's a couple of sound design things that are... They were the story related ones. Like, you have to have this in order to make this scene work, because it's like, let's say the snore when she's listening outside, it's a story related. So those were in the script. So we just went through the, you know, first that pass at that, you know, we have to have all those elements in there. And then I just kind of, with everybody in this production, from production to sound design to visuals to everything, I was always encouraging people to kind of like, okay, let's just go crazy. Let's be true to the story. Let's throw ideas how to do this. So for the beginning of the movie, I really wanted to have this kind of feeling that your all your senses are a little bit, could I say old? It's like they're a little bit muted in a way. Like there's a little bit of like this edge is gone, and then we get everything, all the colors and all the sounds, mm-hmm. and everything are gonna get mm-hmm. clearer when they go through this process.
Well, you were talking about be crazy and throw ideas. The film plot in itself is pretty weird. Weird in a good way, not in a bad way. Because just to make it very, very, very quick, the film is about this couple of elderly person that are living in a home.
Yeah.
They are chosen to be to test a scientific thing that makes them become younger and younger.
Yeah.
And they accept, and they tell the families, and this actually happens, and they are getting younger and younger, and they are becoming the younger version of themselves that they remembered, which is gorgeous as an idea in itself. But it's kind of, could have been kind of complicated to pull through the length of a feature film.
Yeah.
And you made it. So how did you do it? How did you do it?
I think one of the things we actually talked during development is, well, the biological thing, that's miraculous. But in a way, that's not the most interesting thing. Like, yes, you will get younger, and that's great. You're suddenly healthy again, and all these ailments of like arthritis and everything goes away. But the most interesting thing as a storyteller is what happens to your mind.
Exactly.
Because everybody just thinks like, oh, this would be great. And then the reality sets in that, wait, you're 20 again, and you have to kind of start again. and the world sees you as a 20-year-old, even though you're 80, and you are the 80 years old's memories and all these, I guess, baggage and in good and bad way that you're mm-hmm. still carrying, but you have to start again because you have no choice. So that mental journey kind of made all the production and everything that we just wanted to make it really personal, really kind of in their mind, mm-hmm. yeah.
And then there's also, I mean, as you said, it's the personal, the idea of being young again, which has its pros and cons. The cons are that you have to fit in the world again, in the world of your relationships that now are older than you.
Yeah.
Because the question father and daughter was a big one.
Yeah.
And it was a big one to If it could happen, really, it should be a big one to manage. But even writing it down and make it believable and logical was not exactly a piece of cake, as you say, right?
No,
yeah.
No. The producers say no, no.
No, because
shakes his head.
There was so much going on in our film. It felt almost like an epic because. In the previous versions of the film, there was this strike,
Elements of the script because of the budget. Couldn't have the entire world know about this experiment because we couldn't. We already had almost 200 extras in this film. We couldn't have 400 extras in this film. Yeah, so we had to take some things out. Yeah,
and also what helped. Is initially it was very science focused.
Mm-hmm.
There was more the doctor and the therapist were prominent characters, but then if it was very science heavy, people should just go take a genetics class. It's not our job to teach them.
And then productionally speaking, it would be much more expensive. You have to do a real scientific. Flick, it would be very demanding in terms of what you show, machineries and locations.
That was not an issue because we have the scientist here. She still, works at the Helsing.
I have connections that we could have filmed probably those things, but in the end, the more we developed the story, especially in the Biennale College Cinema Program, the more it became more about them, and it's kind of. And in the end, we went this with this that we only know about the project as much as they would know as test subjects. Mm-hmm. So they wouldn't know. The doctors wouldn't tell them about what's. They would just say okay, this is this experimental medicine. Do you want to take it or not? it does this and this. We think it does this and this, and then there's side effects you get younger.
yeah. It's more. The film was. It's much more focused on humanity than on. Science.
Yeah.
Science is the tool to make the story go further. Yeah. And actually it works pretty well. Really well. It's really
nice.
I read the synopsis and I said, this could be tricky because of the Biennale College rules, which are normally very constrainable. Yeah. But you managed to do it and it's really interesting. Did you have any doubt in terms of credibility of the continuum of the story, of the narrative?
I think our big challenge was the weather. because we filmed around April, that's around the Finnish summer starts, spring and summer.
Yeah.
So the idea was when they're old, they start in the winter time, then you start spring, summer, and then fall. But thankfully, again, I think I always tell Hannah we have some sort of angel looking over us. Anytime you needed let's say a previous day was hot and we were filming the next day, it would be cold. So we never filmed out of season for some reason. The leaves grew only when we wanted them to grow. So,
come on, you're a magician, right?
Yeah, probably. We got really lucky.
Producer, you did something. Yeah, you had some tricks.
You got to do deals with the devil.
Especially to make ends meet for such as a short, small budget, I know.
But it was really a blessing, that production.
Well, the movie is called Palimpsest, which is a very intelligent film and an enticing film as well. So thanks a lot to Anna Vastin-Salo, the director, and Sir Jacob Habram. here, the producer here at Venice for the Biennale College Program. Thanks for having me with us, first of all. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.